This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has conducted a crucial test at a satellite launch facility to bolster its reliable strategic nuclear deterrent. The test comes just weeks ahead of the country's self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to provide more concessions in nuclear negotiations. In New Zealand, police divers are searching for two victims of a volcano eruption that left at least 16 dead and dozens severely burned. New Zealand Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement says the search will continue.
So we know that time is of the essence, but the reality is for the time being we've recovered the six obvious bodies, but we've got more work to do. We've got two more and we're actually determined to get them back.
Police believe one of the missing bodies was sighted in the water close to the island by rescue teams on Tuesday. A court in Sudan convicted former President Omar al-Bashir of money laundering and corruption on Saturday, sentencing him to 2 years in a rehabilitation facility. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
This is the first verdict in a series of legal proceedings against al-Bashir, who was also wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes and genocide linked to the Darfur conflict in the 2000s. The verdict came a year after Sudanese protesters first began their revolt against al-Bashir's authoritarian rule. During his 3 decades in power, Sudan landed on the U.S. list for sponsoring terrorism, and the country's economy has been battered by years of mismanagement and American sanctions. Al-Bashir has been in custody since April, when Sudan's military stepped in and removed him from power after months of nationwide protest. The uprisings eventually forced the military into a power-sharing agreement with civilians. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The House Judiciary Committee. We'll get to that story in just a moment. Right now, you're listening to VOA News. The House Judiciary Committee has approved charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, sending President Trump's impeachment toward a historic vote by the full House of Representatives. Next week, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
For the third time in a little over a century and a half, the House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the president.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler called it a solemn and sad day. President Trump used different but familiar words.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said Democrats on the panel misquoted his request for a favor in his July phone call with Ukraine's president.
They kept saying, me. It wasn't about me. It was about us. The word was us.
That favor involved an investigation of Democrats and the Bidens. Nadler says,
the House will act expeditiously.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A trade deal between the United States and China, separately announced Friday by both countries, will be such a boon for American farmers, they will have to go out and buy much larger tractors, according to President Donald Trump. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Trump calls the agreement phenomenal, telling reporters America's farmers will have to buy larger tractors because agricultural purchases by China very soon will total $50 billion.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Some Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the agreement, saying China is not making any hard commitments to structural reform. Author and commentator Gordon Chang sees history repeating itself.
Here we go again, trading real things for promises the Chinese will just dishonor.
China's government says Trump should now roll back some of the tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Democrats threaten to boycott the next presidential debate over a labor dispute. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
A labor dispute could disrupt the Democratic presidential debate planned for next Thursday in Los Angeles. All of the candidates scheduled to take part say they will not cross picket lines at Loyola Marymount University. A labor union called Unite Here Local 11 says it's been negotiating since March on a collective bargaining agreement for 150 cooks, dishwashers, cashiers, and servers who work on the campus. Loyola Marymount says it is not a party to the contract negotiations. Scheduled to take part in the debate are Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, Tom Steyer, and Andrew Yang. I'm Mike Gracia.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is heading to the northern part of the country today to meet newly elected Conservative Party lawmakers in the working class heartland. Voters there turned their back on the opposition Labour Party in this week's election and helped give him an 80-seat majority. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.